Another trail, with humans this time, has been going for 6 years and takes off again next week. The Ancestors Trail, to reenact evolution, going backwards. Chris Jenord in England is the director.
When did you start your trail?
2011. Sort of, it was inspired from the Year of International Biodiversity and also Darwin's anniversary of the year before. But it mainly came from me reading Ancestors' Tale.
By Richard Dawkins.
Yeah.
And how did that inspire you?
I think it came from me being a school teacher, actually. I was well versed in having to make something physical out of some fairly abstract ideas. And because I was a keen walker and a natural historian as well, I read the book and it came together almost straight away from the concept, from the punchline, the line that says, "The Ancestor's Tale" on the book, "A Pilgrimage to the Dawn of Life." So the word pilgrimage came about. That got me thinking a little bit, but then I met a pilgrimage on holiday, the Spanish pilgrimage. I by accident stumbled upon the pilgrimage and thought, what an incredible event, all these people trailing through the countryside. And I thought, well, I'm a non-believer, and I thought, hey, wouldn't it be wonderful to have some sort of event which encapsulated some of these human collective celebrations, but actually put our own theme upon it, and I'm reading the tale at the same time, and the ideas came together.
Okay, so you set out on day one. Where do you go from and where do you go to?
It happens once a year. On that day, it requires quite a lot of choreography, really. You put different groups of people at the ends of the tree, so representing different starting points for a backwards evolution. So each person has a start time, and there's usually someone there to guide them. And those people will start walking back along a branch, if you imagine a tree, and at some point they will meet another branch. They'll merge. We call it a rendezvous. It's called a rendezvous in Dawkins' books. And at that point, the two groups of walkers will meet. So we have to make sure that they start, they get to the right place, the right time, and they start walking and that they actually rendezvous. And then that process carries on all the way down until all the groups have joined, so there's a much bigger group of people who are walking by then, and you arrive together at the dawn of life.
So you are a microorganism, or less, in fact, you're some little virus.
Yes, you have de-evolved all the way back to a cluster of not even cells as we know them, but just some microbes, yes, or archaea. So this, right at the roots of very early life, yeah.
So along the way, looking at these various stages, what do you see that represents the stages you're going through?
We have on the walks actually been able to provide, say, for instance, when we meet with the reptiles and birds, we have had someone with some living small reptiles, some turtles actually, and tortoises. So we've done that a bit, and birds of prey on another one, and some insects as well. But most of the time, it's in your head, it's about what's happening. You have groups of people, say a group of people arrive representing the ants or something, will tell their tale to the other people as they arrive. So it's quite a sort of loose, but we have some information, people try and involve people in that process.
So you're gradually going back through biological history. Now imagine that you wanted to represent the first time that creatures walked onto land, and you're going back in time and you're going to that turning point. How would you personally sum it up to someone whom you've just met who's come off the other part of the trail?
Some of these sorts of things can be done, obviously, in a form of words. I mean, that's the most obvious thing to do, is to have somebody. We'd like to bring in somebody who perhaps has worked on that. I mean, something we've had quite a lot of scientists who've come on the trails who particularly celebrate their part of the trail. So that particular turning point could be demonstrated by someone speaking about it, the most obvious thing. But we've also looked much more at some things to do with the arts, and we've got a guy who comes along, who's a bit like a sort of wandering minstrel, really, called Johnny Berliner, and he does science songs. So he gives us songs about various creatures. So that, I think, changes the emphasis, but he puts a lot of science into the songs. They're all science songs he does. We've also had a rap artist called Baba Brinkman.
He's been on The Science Show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong. Weak and the strong, who got it going on? Whoever leaves the most spawn. He's fantastic, and he came and rapped for us at the Dawn of Life. And we've also had a poet, did a big extinction poet, and we've even had body artists and all sorts. So it's quite a difficult thing to get across, and just doing it through the human voice is something which we felt didn't perhaps put it across as widely as it might have been, or make it as accessible as it might have been. Yeah.
And what's been the reaction when you ask people to come along and they're exploring it, they don't know what to expect? How do they respond?
Some people come along because they're wowed by the idea of evolution. another whole group of people who might have come along with them, say a partner or relatives or whatever, it falls into place slowly as they go, and they begin to that sort of infectious feeling. And I think something like evolution, which has had obviously enormous lengths of time, it's quite a conceptual idea. It just takes time to bed in. And I think if you're around people who are infectious about their enthusiasm and the fact that they're wild, it just rubs off slowly during the day. I've got a new partner, and she came along with one of her children, and it slowly rubbed off, and they were asking questions by the end. I think that's the sign of something where you feel that's what we want it to do. They're asking questions. So what does this mean? So why are we? What's going on here? They're inquiring by the end of it. I think I've done a good job, really. Mm. Yeah.
Tell me, why'd you go that way? Why'd you go back in time? Why didn't you start off as a blob and move forward through all the ages?
And this was because Dawkins and Yang argued in their book something called The Conceit of Hindsight, which is the idea that if we went from the early life to humans, say, for instance, we would say that all life was pointing at humans, as if life was created just for this pinnacle moment of human beings. Whereas biologists will tell you, and Dawkins and Yang pointed out, that in fact we're heading out in these directions, that we're just one organism. And of course, if we were doing it from the other way as well, we'd all have to end up in separate places and then we'd all have to get home. Whereas if we get everyone back going that way, we all end up at the same place. And in fact, in London, you jump on the train and you go home. So it's kind of convenient.
And it's on again next week, July the 29th. Chris Jenaud, an ex-teacher, is director of the Ancestors Trail, and links on the Science Show website.